get this straight. Okay. Ready, Rosie?
I'm ready.
Okay. We'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It's 5:18 p.m. on Tuesday, February 24th. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Legal.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, February 10th. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, second by Walt. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Dan and Walt approve. I abstain. We're going to mix things up a little bit. The Cubmobile Racing. Presentation number two. You didn't bring the car with you, though, this time.
So. No, it's kind of hard to get up the steps.
I'm sure it is.
This is one of the flyers of what it would look like if you guys allow us to come do the race. And I have a video up here. You guys had asked for a presentation.
Yep.
I don't know how to turn this on.
Probably won't amplify you much, but...
No, but...
Do you have two batteries, Rosie? And it probably won't amplify much. Just it's more for the recording purposes than anything else. So.
Well, I will play this video and hopefully the sound comes through.
Okay.
Stop video last time I was here, and that's the best I could do to come up with a video for you. Gives you kind of a little bit of an idea of what it is, what the kids do. They have a lot of fun.
Okay.
And we've turned in our street closure permits and insurance and all that stuff. Yep. So
we have that in front of us. Like page 15 of the packet. You can count. I mean, it's not numbers, so it's right after the Taste of the Town one. It's farther back. I rearranged it. Oh, there you go. Go ahead, Dan. Do you have a comment?
No, it looks like a really good time. I was just looking here. We don't have any of our departments have any concerns or anything at this point.
Has that gone through?
Yeah. They've all signed off.
They've all signed. Okay, our copy didn't have that, so that's okay. Okay.
And is this going to be associated with the Parks Department in any way? My question that I'm leading up to is obviously there's going to be a lot of kids, a lot of family, a lot of people, restroom facilities. I mean, is everybody kind of on their own?
Well, we were going to talk to, I think it's the roller skating rink that's right there, and see if they would possibly be able to open the doors for us to use their bathrooms. If not, we'll get Port-a-Johns to come in and put them in there for the day for us.
Okay. Obviously it looks like a great time. And so the people may camp out for the day, you may say.
Yeah, we'll be there basically from 6 in the morning until about 3 in the afternoon.
I'm okay with
it. You'll make a motion?
Sure. I'd like to make a motion that we move forward with the street closing request by Boy Scouts of America to support a event on May 9th with a rain date of May 16th.
The following weekend, yes.
Okay. Located Old Trail Road from West Van Buren Street to West Ellsworth Street. And then the road closes, I assume, again, will handle by the police department. And we will assist accordingly. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's my motion.
All right, I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
Thank you very much.
Best wishes.
If I can just have one of them copies back.
Sure.
You guys can keep the other one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Looking forward to your event.
All right.
Make sure, if you want me to help out or something, I'd be more than happy to.
Okay, I have her information.
Okay,
so
good.
I will get through.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Next up, I guess we'll go back to the regular order here. The warranty and plat approval for Chesapeake Landing. I. Number 3. This has been tabled about 100 times, I think. So, does anybody want to give me a...
Well, I know all the departments have signed off on it. I mean, they all have approved everything now. So.
And we have a plat here for us to sign tonight to approve, and then once that's signed, it can be recorded basically tomorrow. So, I think everything is in line now, according to Mr. Sewell, has brought forth the papers for us to sign. So I believe everything is in accordance with the rules that we uphold.
Okay.
They did submit the escrow agreement for the street improvements, which is attached also that will need to be approved.
And I believe our attorneys have looked over it and have agreed to that as well.
David, it came from David. Okay, because I didn't look at this, but you've reviewed this.
Yes.
Correct. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, Dan. I hadn't seen this yet. So, they've reviewed it.
It looks sufficient in the proper amount.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you need a motion to approve the plat, or I guess approve the warranty, the time frame on the warranty to start, as well as the escrow agreement. Is that what I'm understanding? Okay. I'm going to take that as a yes. So do I have a motion to approve the warranty, the start of the construction warranty?
So moved.
Okay. Motion. I'll second. And then I'll do the warranty or the escrow next. So, any further discussion or questions on that?
Question.
Yes.
The completion dates go back to December, and obviously we're in February. Mm-hmm. Does those need to be adjusted, or is it?
Well, I put the acceptance date as today, and the warranty is a year from now.
Okay, so I just was clarifying that we're not contradicting ourselves.
That's just when they completed it. They didn't get. I mean, it didn't get accepted till today.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I just want to confirm.
I understand. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the escrow agreement as outlined. I'll make a motion that we approve the escrow agreement in the amount of $18,000 as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Very good. Anything else, David?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you being here. Steve, you're up next. We have your information here. I got to find it first. And that's for the use of the sidewalk. You want to just give us a real quick overview? I mean, obviously, you sent us the email. We've read through that and stuff. But just want to give us a quick overview.
I just have an interest, and renters of the Van Buren also have an interest to have some outdoor seating during special events. Just a place to kind of an escape to get out and get some fresh air. And the east sidewalk, the sidewalk east of Van Buren, for about 60 feet along that east side would be a good location for that. Guests can exit the building from that east door, step down to the sidewalk. And then I was mentioned in the proposal would have that gated off a barrier around that with a temporary barrier that would be removed at the end of each event. That was one outside seating. That would be the posts with immovable weighted pods with cabling in between. So that could not be entered by the general public. It would have the appropriate signage on it. If there is going to be alcohol at the event, that would be designated as a bar area. So that is meeting all the state excise requirements. They've given their blessing to the design. They said that they would approve permits that were submitted by either me or a renter of Van Buren that wanted to use that outside space and have alcohol at those events if they choose. I have an interest in having some outdoor seating, maybe once or twice a month in the warmer months, to have some bistro cocktail tables out there for people to enjoy being outdoors. And if I'm hosting an event with alcoholic beverages, they could take those outside, put them in that designated area. So that's, I guess, in general, the request just to use that sidewalk area for those purposes.
You should be able to sidewalk along Van Buren or
Line. Yeah, sorry. Running north and south would be along the east wall of my building, running north and south along Line Street. And that sidewalk is about 10 feet 6, I think I had marked on the, as again, it's a rough drawing, so I was proposing to have about 5 feet of that.
Yeah. Okay. Any issues with that? Okay.
This was in coordination with Old Settlers, if I remember correctly.
No, this is
independent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This would be events as basically as they come, right?
Right.
I mean, as I understand it.
Okay.
So I don't have a problem with it. Probably will make a, I guess I'll make a formal motion that we allow the, well, I guess I should ask Tim, do you have any problems with it? Okay. I would guess if Tom were here, the only thing he would say is to not block the fire hydrant that's there. But he's not here, so his voice doesn't count. So in any case, I guess I'll make a formal motion that we allow Steve and the Van Buren group to hold events out on the sidewalk. What did you say, 5 foot, basically? 5 foot out from the building, just to allow a walkway between the road and the area in which they'll be blocking off. So.
No second.
Okay. Motion and second. Any questions?
Questions.
Yes.
For legal assistance in regards to opening the sidewalk for this type of use, is do we have any waiver or liability that we need to consider since this is being kind of a private entity using the public sidewalk for the services? I just was asking if we need to do anything special.
Well, you know, whenever you've got stuff sitting out on the sidewalks, but this is going to be enclosed, so it's not like it's a sign jutting out that somebody's going to ram into mm-hmm. or something like that. The Van Buren would have insurance for your parties and everything anyway, so they'd be covering it for their own guests. So I'm not really worried about the guests. You know, it would be somebody walking into it, but I think because it's an enclosed area as opposed to a sign or something like that jutting out.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
You know, because definitely your insurance would cover all of that area in there and whatever event you're hosting.
Right.
Okay, any other questions?
No, sir.
Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Street closing request, Taste of the Town.
She called and said she was going to be late. She wasn't going to be able to make it in time for the meeting.
She would not be able to make it
no.
in time for the meeting.
And the map, the mm-hmm. little map I laid there, that is part of that, but it was after the agenda. She just got it 2 minutes after the agenda
okay.
was sent.
Okay. I'm trying to get to it. This looks very similar to last year when this was occurring.
I believe this is the same area that was off
last year. Okay.
The first time we've kind of done, you see that diagonal line there.
Yep.
With cones and barricades, you let people come to that area and then they can turn north on top of the street from the west.
Yep.
And that seems to work okay. We just make sure we need to leave enough room for larger vehicles to
yep.
get that turn if they need to.
Yeah. That would be my only concern is that as normal. If semis get in there with the post office boxes and stuff, I don't know how they would maneuver.
Yeah, that could be a little tricky.
But I don't think we have a ton of semis that come through that way, so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And it seemed to work okay last year, which we make sure we set up very quickly enough to leave enough room
mm-hmm.
for them to make that turn.
Okay.
It worked fine last year.
Okay. To Tom's point, we really don't have any, as he wrote on here, we don't have any structures that have been placed on here. All we know is where the barricades are. It would be good to have more of a concrete map as to what they're going to be putting where in this place. Since the event's really not until May.
Yeah, I told her if you guys had any problems that maybe she could be on the next agenda.
Okay.
Since we had time.
I would just like to see, to me personally, I would just like to see a little bit more detail as to, instead of just where they're blocking streets off, I'd like to see, are they using this, you know, the Legion stage, and if so, where? Are they going to be having food trucks? Are they, what, I, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you concur?
I know last year they had food trucks placed at different ones, at least one or two, at different locations.
Okay, I
know as to where.
Yeah. I guess my other comment would be, Rosie, is that on the on the dates and times of the event. It's 4 to 9 p.m., and it looks like the time the streets are to be closed is at 2 p.m., so they put it on the front end, but on the back end, their event is closing and the streets are reopening right at 9 p.m. I'd like to know, is it really, because my guess is when the event is done, they're probably going to need a little bit more than no minutes to get that changed.
And typically with these events, sometimes they have this definite ending date, and sometimes it's just when they're done, done, they get with us, and we can hear it through the phone for them.
Okay. So you don't think it's a big deal?
I don't.
Okay, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I just would like to see some more detail than the map.
Okay.
So. Okay. So, table, okay? Walt?
Yes,
Dan?
Sir.
Okay. Thank you.
You don't move like
that. Thanks, appreciate that. Didn't hurt myself a little bit trying to look at you there. Okay, request for hiring. Terry?
We received paperwork. One of our dispatchers retiring. The last day is going to be March 12th. So we're requesting from the board permission to start the process for hiring.
Questions?
Nope.
Okay. You okay with it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, you okay with it?
Yep.
Okay, move forward.
Thank you.
Yep.
I think Mike had sent an email today. Give me one moment. Maybe it was just to me.
I think they've all got one last week.
Yeah, we got.
Oh, last week you did?
Kind of a,
oh, that was the
kind of a heads up request.
Right.
Okay. Do you have any issue with that?
I do not. It's a replacement of an existing employee, so
exactly.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. And I'm fine with it as well, so we will tell him to go ahead. Back to my agenda. Old fire truck update. I know you had also gotten an email from Chief LaRue, but Mike, do you want to kind of talk about your side of the deal?
Well, I want to make a dump truck out of it, and I believe we can get her done for about $25,000 versus buying a used truck at about $69,000 or even a new truck at almost $100,000. So you're not going to get anything from it anyhow. So, and Tom kind of came to a price of $2,000 while we paid the fire department for it.
And they brought that number to me, and that's where I was. I thought $2,000 was a fair price, knowing the water department had to put additional dollars into making it a dump truck, and knowing that, you know, to be the, I mean, no other department can use it as a fire truck, so the only other option really is farm equipment, or something to that effect. So for that purpose, I'm okay, and I guess I would make the motion to approve the truck transfer in exchange for the $2,000 between the fire and the water departments.
Second.
Okay, motion second. Questions? Hearing none. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Trash contract renewal. The trash committee, make that clear, the trash committee, not the trashee committee, met and reviewed the specs and reviewed, I think, the service from Advanced Disposal. No negative comments about Advanced Disposal that we've gotten. I would say the amount of complaints from the public have decreased since we went under Advanced Disposal. We met with them. They were pleased with how things are going in the city, and it was a easily a unanimous decision by the trash committee to, report back to the Board of Works to grant the additional 3-year extension. That's automatic in the contract. So I would make that motion.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions?
I just want to acknowledge that they have been a great ally to the city in many ways, and even to the general public. They've done a lot of things that they went above and beyond some things that they've done for us to be good neighbors of the community. So I concur with all of the positive comments.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, got a motion and second. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Police car quotes. Timothy.
Yes, I put a piece of paper in front of your chairs there with quotes for police vehicles. The vehicles that I quoted out this year were the Dodge Charger V6, the Dodge Charger V8, and the Ford Utility Interceptor, which is the Ford Explorer. That's the name for the version of that. Done some research here and some looking at these different options. The mayor has told me I've got $52,000 to spend on two police cars.
Which is a great time to thank all those people that go to play at casinos, because that's your tax dollars at work right there.
And those dollars come from the Riverboat Fund. So that's what we've done the past, I guess, 3 years now for police vehicles. So this is nothing different than what we've done in the past as far as where the money's coming from. I had done some research. The Ford Utility Interceptor now outsells any other police vehicle that is made. So I decided to make some phone calls and talk to some other chiefs I know in the area. I talked to Chief Corey from New Haven PD, they've got 19 police officers, population very similar to ours. They purchased 7 of these vehicles, and he says they really, really like them, haven't had any issues with them. Some of the advantage, obviously, is more room. They're roomier than the car would be. Increased storage space, obviously, and they are all-wheel drive. The winters that we've been having, we just never know what the weather's going to be like, but it's sure nice to have some vehicles that we can get around and get to where we need to go in a timely manner if we need to. And we just had a situation last week where you never know when these calls or cases are going to come in, but we had a suicidal subject that was in the back of Horses Park. We had numerous officers that responded to the area. The gentleman was seen out in the middle of the cornfield there. I guess it would be to the north of where the pond is, across the bridge. So we had officers on foot, officers in cars in the area. And we had one officer that showed up in the four-wheel drive and was able to just drive the vehicle out of the cornfield to get the gentleman that was running across the field. So there may not be a lot of times that we need to all-wheel drive, but when we need it, it's important, and I think that it will be a great asset for us. The gas mileage is very comparable to the Dodge Chargers. The highway mileage is a little different, but really, all our driving is in town, so I don't think that there will be much difference at all in gas mileage. Obviously, they cost a little bit more than the V6 Charger up front, but I do believe, in talking with the sheriff, they sold 2 Explorers recently at auction that they've got rid of, and they're getting much more out of those resale with Explorers than they are the cars. So I think that we'll get the money back from at the end once we sell these cars anyhow. So I don't think they're going to be out of anything. So my recommendation is to, I'd like to order 2 of the 4 Explorer Interceptors. I realize I will be $662 over what the mayor has given me for police cars. But I have enough in my budget to cover that extra $662. So that's my recommendation to the board, is to order 2 Ford Utility Interceptors.
From which?
I have two prices on there, one from City Ford, one from Bob Thomas. Bob Thomas' quote is substantially less, and that's the one I'd like to go with.
Do you have anything that shows these prices? Or I'm trying to copy, but I can't keep up. Anything what? That shows the prices or who they were for?
Did they give you a quote?
Do you have a quote?
I've got a quote. And the quote's the same price that I have on the sheet that I gave you the quote.
Oh, well, did you have this?
No.
Here, pass that to Rosie.
You probably need the letterhead of the.
Well, he probably
has. Yeah, so you got the letterhead? Okay.
I got them here. Yeah. Okay. I do have the official quotes from the
I think the majority, sorry, go ahead.
Which one was it again?
Bob Thomas is what the one he's, I think, suggesting. You know, the majority of time we do go with the local. I think with a, what, $3,000 difference, to me that's substantial enough, especially when you're doing two, so it would be $6,000 difference, that I would support that recommendation.
Yeah, $3,300 difference.
Yeah.
About 70, almost 67,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I make sure that we had, that we're quoting the same vehicle with the same options.
Yep.
When I first saw that number, I thought maybe there was a discrepancy in options, but it is the same.
Is there any trade-in included on either of those, or no? That's a straight-up price.
No, and I will be selling at least two cars.
Yep.
I possibly may sell three this year.
Okay.
I don't know what we'll get out of those vehicles yet. I've got a meeting set up with the mechanic, so we can sit down and talk about, I would like his input on which vehicles we should get rid of, because he's the one that maintains and takes care of those vehicles. So
I
would like to sell at least two of the Crown Vics this year.
Okay.
My suggestion would be is when these go in service, we take two out of service. I really hate to have two to three more running for 6 months above and beyond this.
Right.
Okay. So I think if that fits your need, put two new ones in, take two out and park them.
Yeah, and that's what we would do is actually one of them that's going to be replaced has already been mechanic stripped it out today and took all the equipment out of it.
Okay.
And we'll do that with the second one soon.
Yeah.
So as soon as these come in, yeah, there will be two that will be taken completely out of the pool. And then I work with Rosie on how we align with the board on how we get rid of those. And we've done a few different options with selling those cars, but
the auction didn't work out, you said?
The auction worked out fine. We didn't make really
any different
more money than we have
open bids.
And open bids. Pretty close to the same amount of money.
But it took manpower and time to get them there, so.
It did.
Okay. Are you going to stagger these on shifts?
My goal would be to have an all-wheel drive on all three shifts. I think that makes good sense.
Okay.
So that's what I'd like to do.
Yeah. And would these potentially be used for a K-9 or not for a K-9? Or?
That would be possible, although I think that the K-9 vehicle that we had before is already set up that way, so I think that vehicle still, I think, has some
potential
left to it.
But okay.
I think it makes sense since we already have that equipment in that one. It would be easier just to use that one again.
Okay.
But we could, easily convert one of these into a K-9 vehicle if we decided to down the road.
Any other questions? I have made a motion. That was to go with Tim's recommendation with Bob Thomas at the $26,331 per vehicle for two vehicles.
Second.
Okay, got a motion second. Any other questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, truck replacement, 2015 electric department.
Yes, stage two or two of my vehicle replacement for this year. This is replacing truck 455, 2003 Ford 250, just over 100,000 miles. To move forward while it still has some value, I looked at every type, style and make of vehicle I could. I just want to make sure I went down every avenue and investigated all the names and models. And, it's very clear why we've bought so many Fords recently. They have a very good program for municipalities and for children. The two bids that I came up with were from City Ford and Kelly Ford. As you can see in the printout, the price of the vehicle is only $100 difference. Kelly Ford was offering $5,500 for the trade-in, as City Ford is offering $5,000 for a total of about $600 difference in the price of two vehicles. you know, ordinarily I come to the board with my recommendation. This one's kind of tight, and you know, I don't think we can go wrong really either way. So I kind of throw it to the board to decide, you know, if they want to stay with City Ford as we've done in the past, or with Kelly, make this decision about what's expensive. I'm fairly indifferent, like, whatever you guys feels wise. I know they're not one of my customers, but they are customers of the city at City Ford. So just look around and get your advice.
Thoughts?
Again, I think we all have kind of set the direction that we try to stay local, and you know, for the difference in the price, that would be my support to stay local.
Do you have a strong opinion? Okay. Is that a motion?
I'll make a motion that we purchase the vehicles that's presented to us, a 2015 Ford F-150 four-wheel drive, color is white. I'm not sure what RC stands for.
Regular cab.
No crew cab or nothing like that, just a standard cab. As presented, for the amount of $22,637.57, and that would be the balance after the trade-in. Oh, hang on. Yeah, that's correct. That would have a trade-in value of $5,000. Is that correct?
Okay.
For the vehicle being traded in.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any other questions, comments, concerns?
I will be purchasing a plow for this truck as well at some point to help the street department out. And I know it's one of the mayor's wishes to have a plow pretty much in every department, but so we can help out with winter storms.
Not yours, Terry. Not yours, Tim. Not Tom's either, although the fire truck would have some power behind that one. But okay.
Kind of tough in the alleys.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not sure. Not sure how that would work. But okay, got a motion and a second. All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Okay. Bills. I'm just waiting on you.
Yeah.
You know I don't do these anymore, so.
Yeah, I make a motion that we approve the bills as presented in the amount of $807,660.30.
Okay, I'll second that. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Business for the board.
We have physically taken ownership of our fiber optic wire. We are meeting next week with the contractor, installer, and hopefully we will get them mobilized and installation within a month. So,
okay. Super. Tim?
Last week I accepted a letter of resignation from one of our police officers going to a different department. So his last day officially will be March 7th.
Good thing you're in the hiring process, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anything else for the board? No? No? Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
No.
Walter?
No, sir.
I don't think I have anything right now. Dan?
No, sir.
Audience? Press. That's what you're here for, right? Is press, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank